Hey everyone, welcome to an all-new Dovestalk presented by Wendy's Breakfast, now with a free drink with any breakfast sandwich purchase. I'm Grant Lifman, as always, and joined by Warriors insider Monty Poole. We are recording here just following a heartbreaking loss, a shocking loss to the San Antonio Spurs, and some, chaotic is the way I'd describe the ending, Monty, but it was obviously, or here in the practice facility, actually, at Chase Center, all is quiet now, but definitely the team was not hoping for a game like that before hitting the road, Monty.
No, there was a lot of frustration in the locker room after the game, some of it with themselves, but some of it with the officiating.
Yep.
That was pretty clear. You know, guys don't want to come out and get fined by saying the wrong thing.
Right.
But it's pretty clear that they were displeased with the way the game was officiated, especially late. Draymond Green was ejected, got two personal fouls, and Steve said he somehow got ejected without using profanity. But Murat Kogut, he's a longtime buddy of the Warriors, you know. Just ask Steph Curry.
It sounds like you have some sarcasm there, Monty Poole.
Yeah. So you remember the game in Minnesota about, was it 3-4 years ago when they lost, and Steph rarely does this, but somebody asked him a specific question. He said, I don't know, you have to ask Murat Kogut. You know, it was his game.
Yeah.
So you can talk about that, but I still think that this was a game that they believe they should have won, and I believe they should have won. But it starts off with the way they started off.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you don't start well, you put yourself in a hole, and you got to spend the next 40 minutes trying to dig your way out, which they did. But at the end, just not quite enough.
You got to lock in from the very beginning. We got to do the same with this pod because we got Moses Moody, an exclusive interview with Moses coming up shortly. But, you know, before we get to him, obviously that part of the pod is going to be straight fire, as the kids say. But this part, we got to lock in from the beginning, Monty. Steph Curry. He's a guy.
Okay.
Before the game against the Spurs, he actually presented himself in front of the media to answer some questions.
Yes, he did.
And before we even talk about what we took away from it, what we'll do is we'll actually play some of the Steph sound so you can actually hear it from the man himself. So here is Steph Curry talking about his injury.
Makes sense to me.
It was different. I mean, it was painful at first, getting better by the day. And just trying to assess the recovery in real time just to know how much we can push it on a day-to-day. Right now, obviously, not much. So just trying to stay patient and know that it'll continue to get better and make the necessary, you know, steps to get back on the floor, get my other shoe back on and get reps in and hopefully get back out there as soon as possible. Not rush the beginning phases of healing because that's where you can get the most progress so that when you do, you know, put the shoe back on, get back on the court, get reps that you're not dealing with crazy soreness or anything, and you give yourself a better shot. Because this is one, I guess, if you push it too soon, it can linger and be a real nuisance. And so obviously, anything with your foot, your ankle, anywhere down there, you want to be, I would say, cautious, but just because you don't want that to be something that lingers when you get back out there on the floor.
I assume your belief, though, is like playoff game one, round one.
I think I got enough time for that, but I'm an optimist, so yeah.
All right, Monty, from that, the key takeaways that we got from that. Number one, he thinks he'll be back by playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's his goal. He's an optimist, as he says.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, he says the pain is getting better every single day. So what were your – from that, what stood out to you most?
Well, that the Warriors have, you know, been pretty optimistic. They believe that they were relieved that the injury was not worse. And when Steve came out and addressed it on Friday, he basically said that, yeah, you know, we hope to get him back before the season's over, but certainly for the postseason. And based on what Steph said, that's very realistic, you know. But right now he's in a boot. It means, you know, he got to be off his feet for a while. But feeling a little better each day is always a good thing when you hear when it's only been 4 days.
Right.
So that means he's got 10 more days to go before you get to that 2-week mark before you get reevaluated. But at that point, the Warriors will still have four games to play. So, to me, if you can get him back at any point in the regular season, whether it's the last two games,
yeah,
you take that.
Yep.
You know, and so, to me, yeah, it's not as gloom and doom as you might have thought when it first happened.
Absolutely. Well, you know, at first, I do want to give a shout out to YK, Hawaiian Volcanic Water, because they were following along with Klay Thompson's return. And now they've had to follow along with, like, every other injury that's happened this season. But thank you,
coming.
YK, Hawaiian
they
Volcanic
keep
Water.
Coming.
I know. They keep on coming. And in this situation, the fact that Steph Curry does not seem too worried is nice. When we had Dr. Nirav Pandya on here just to talk about the emergency podcast when Steph Curry, when it was announced what happened, he said that because it's in a foot, and mm-hmm. it's as long as it's not your Liz Frank ligament,
no, you don't want that. No.
He said the good thing about it with a foot is you wait for it to really heal so the pain isn't as much there. It's about pain management more than anything else because there's not as much fear of it reoccurring.
Right.
Unless someone falls on you again or
right.
something like that. It's more like an ankle, for instance, is so fragile, right? Mm-hmm. It can go and twist and it gets weak. And this is not the case.
Right.
So right now, as kind of Steph alluded to, is that right now it's about getting off of it as much as possible, letting the swelling subside, letting the pain go away, and that's when it gets strongest so that you can go again and attack and not think about it anymore. You just don't want to have to go out there and be overcompensating for a hurt foot while playing on it and all that. So
right.
I think they're going to be very cautious about it. They're going to make sure all the pain's gone, and then let's go.
Yeah, and then it's funny, Steph. I asked Steph about this specific thing, and that which is that Festus Ezeli, who's played with Steph, you know, said during our pregame show that. Steph is one of those guys that, okay, whenever he gets hurt late in the season and you got to come back in the playoffs, look out. Look out.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm back.
Look
I'm
out.
Back.
Look out.
Yeah.
And so, and Steve alluded to this the other day, and basically saying that this kind of gives Steph some downtime, which may not be a bad thing.
Right.
You know, and so the belief here is that in some ways this could be good for him, good for the team, and that they can kind of learn how to play without him. Especially the young guys, you know, get a glimpse of, because the games they're playing now are basically playoff type games in terms of the meaning and significance to them. So they're trying to get to a certain place in the standings. Every game matters now. This is not, you know, October or November. So I think knowing Steph is going to come back, knowing what he can do when he does come back, and getting these guys that have not been accustomed to these high pressure games, getting them some run, I think it's going to be beneficial.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And Jordan Poole is passing every test right now. He's now 9 straight games over 20 points against the Spurs. You definitely can't blame Jordan Poole for that loss. He really did his part. He dropped 28 points, dropped 4 threes, 6 boards, 3 assists. And he was the guy who kind of took over for a little bit. And he had to. He needed the – it was actually reminded me a lot of the third quarter against Boston, in which just Jordan Poole was the man. He was the catalyst, and he was the guy. He played the role of Steph Curry. And I know no one is Steph Curry,
right?
But, like, he played that role of, you give me the ball, and I'm going to make the right decision, and I'm going to either score or play make. And he was that guy tonight as well.
One of the reasons the Warriors drafted him back in 2019 is that they saw that he was comfortable in that role.
Yep.
He embraces the big moment, the big shot. When the game gets tight, he wants the ball. Some guys, you know, but he is not that guy, and you see that. And so, you know, Kirk Lacob the other day said that he kind of walks the line between arrogance and confidence, you know, which is what you want in a guy with his skills.
Yep.
You know, and that's what defenses tend to fear. So where he is right now is a very good place. I don't know how long he can stay there because he's – pretty much shooting out of his mind. You know, he's shooting over 50 right. from three, over 50 from everywhere, so, and 90 from the line. And so, yeah, he's going to be a great foul shooter, a free throw shooter anyway. But the other stuff, the fact that he can get his own shot and also create for others, it's a huge bonus for this team and something they need right now.
I'll put it this way. You know, look where we are right now versus a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and you should go back further. And just if I said to you back then, I will guarantee you that Jordan Poole will be part of that closing lineup, you know, going forward. You'd be like, really? Like, what, you know, wow, okay, that's interesting. But, I feel like when I'm saying it out loud now, I still, sometimes it takes me back. I'm like, are we sure? But it really is. Like, I guess it depends on the situation, right? If you're trying to defend and you need to lock down.
Right.
But if you need to score and if you need to actually maybe overcome a certain amount of points.
Right.
If you're up 10, maybe they go different route.
Yeah. I think like, if you October, November, you're thinking, okay, closing lineup, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Andre, and Wiggs.
Yep.
But now you've got some flexibility, yep. You know, and Andre's not there. But I think the Jordan, Clay, Steph lineup, that's got some real potential.
It really does.
I mean, defenses are going to be like, whoa. So,
and then, and also add Draymond into that because he's another guy, you know, Steph and Poole can play and make plays for others. You put Draymond out there who makes plays for those guys.
Yep.
And it's just – it's a circus out there for what's a defense supposed to do.
If Draymond hits 1-3 a game,
yeah.
You know,
sure, yeah.
Because Steph is going to get attention no matter where he goes.
Right.
And that means things will be a little easier for Clay and for Jordan.
Yeah.
And Wiggins too. And I thought Wiggins tonight had some flashes. You know,
He did some stuff tonight.
You know, he drove the lane, got to the line, you know, and made some free throws, you know. So they've got weapons, but again – you know, it ain't the same without 30.
No, 30 is the guy that's going to be leading this team, and the only chance the Warriors have even coming sniffing what would be a contention towards a title would has to include Steph Curry. And let's be honest, all the main guys, they aren't getting close to a title without Steph, without Draymond, you know, without a good Clay.
I agree.
Yeah, so it's important that they're all back, and Steph doesn't seem too concerned about the chemistry part. He said it was frustrating, right? He was disappointed by the fact that they couldn't be together because they finally were back together, and then he gets hurt. They played 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
What a great 11 minutes it was. But, but you know what's more than 11 minutes in terms of just in totality being great is Planet Orange, a leader in eco-friendly, effective pest control. Let us be your partner for all your pest control needs, servicing residential, industrial, and commercial customers without harming the environment. Planet Orange, family-friendly, pet-friendly, and professional.
Wow.
Like Monty Poole. Monty Poole.
Way to enunciate that. Professional.
Monty Poole is family friendly, pet friendly, and professional.
Some pets.
So,
no cats.
Oh, really? Is that the rule?
Allergic to them.
Are you really?
Yes.
See, this is why we do these pods.
Dogs, bring them on.
That's, okay. Yeah. Really? But cats? Mm. Okay. Monty Poole, family friendly, dog friendly, and professional. we're about to toss to Moses Moody. And for Moody, he's about to get back on the court soon.
Yep.
His shoulder was hurt. I believe he actually had an injury similar to this earlier in the season as well. And he says he's fine.
Yep.
He's good to go, and it was scary for a second there. You're looking at it when he got hurt. It was the same, and it got overshadowed because Steph Curry got hurt in the same game.
Right.
And Moses has been part of the rotation, Monty.
Yeah, he said on Saturday that he thought he could play immediately, ready to play now. The trainer's saying, whoa, hang on, young man. So he didn't play Sunday, and now the question is whether he'll play Tuesday and Wednesday. But he will play at some point on the road trip, and maybe as soon as Tuesday. But yeah, he's one of those guys that he's 19, but his game is like 26.
Yep.
You know, and that gives a coaching staff and teammates a certain level of comfort and trust. And so, yeah, you could wonder back in November, these two kids, are they going to be in the playoff rotation? No way, you know. Well, now you're saying, yeah.
they kind of have to be. At this stage, they're pretty good.
Yes. So. Yeah. He would give them another guy who can make things happen. I mean, he's got some Andre in him a little bit, you know, where he can do things for other people. And he kind of does the subtle little things that help you win games. But he's got a shot, too.
Yeah.
And so, his return will be greeted with open arms because he brings something that they could use.
Yeah, when he has an open look from three, I'm pretty confident that thing's going in. He's a pretty knockdown shooter, especially when he sets his feet and he's just – He's a 19-year-old doing this on a big stage. It's been so impressive. And I guess what? I ask him just about that stuff. So I would like to toss it over to Moses Moody now. Monty, do you have any final thoughts?
This road trip is going to be very telling.
Yes.
And Memphis at the end, you hope, because Memphis, here's the thing. Memphis has won a lot of games this year without Ja Morant.
Yep.
Just like the Suns are winning games without Chris Paul.
Can the Warriors win games
without Stephen Curry? That's what we want to find out.
Unfortunately, Memphis is at the end of the road trip and at the end of a back-to-back. And so I'm going to ready. Yeah. I'm making the excuses already.
It's
going to be tough. Okay. Monty, thank you so much for joining. And everyone, thank you as always for downloading, following, and listening to Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. In the meantime, why don't you just take a moment and listen to the sweet, sweet sounds of Moses Moody.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 Drive Away in Luxury Lexus and Cash giveaway on March 25th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
We have a very special guest with us. That is rookie Moses Moody. Even though he doesn't play like a rookie, that's what I'm hearing and that's what I'm seeing. Moses, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
So, I would need to start off with this. On our show, on Dubs Talk Live, Kareth Burke and I, we've really just started loving on some of the sayings you've been throwing out there. You give a pig a pancake, one. Mm-hmm. The other night you did a moment turning into a memory. Mm-hmm. Where do you get these sayings from? Is this a Moses production, or where do you get these from?
Really just kind of life, things that I go in, interactions and people that I talk to. Most of them come from my dad, honestly.
Okay.
He said a lot of them growing up. But I got an old family, so they say a lot of smooth sayings. And my uncles, they were playing pool, playing chess, playing games like that. He get to going, and he gonna let you hear it while you playing. He got them all. I beat you twice. Twice is nice. I ain't never had a bad day in my life. He just be rolling. So I listen and pick up a lot from there. But to give a pig a pancake and then he gonna want some syrup. That was actually a book, a children's book that I read when I was a lot younger, and I was the principal of it.
Because there's a lot of them that are like, I guess the one is like give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
I guess it's similar, but. Do you have some stored up, ready to go, just in case you have it? Like, if someone asks you a question, you're like, oh, I got a saying for this one. Is it just ready to rock like that?
It's not really like that. I really have, like, quotes, and because I feel like quotes are kind of things that help me get through certain situations. So, say I'll meet some adversity, and I could think of something that I heard somebody say that kind of that's relative to what's going on, and I end up in a lot of situations to where I know something that can get me through it, or a quote that I know how to solve the problem.
Yeah, well, that's great stuff so far. Okay, now let's actually talk basketball here for a second. How comfortable are you right now? You seem really comfortable out there. It seems like the game has kind of slowed down a little bit for you. Do you feel like that?
I do. I'm figuring a lot out, a lot about the game, getting more comfortable, and that's been the result.
And the other night, Steve Kerr said that he's given some tough love to Jordan Poole, Jonathan Kuminga, and then he goes, I don't need to do that with Moses. That's what he says to everybody. Uh-huh. Have you felt tough love from anybody on the team this year?
I feel like a lot of people on the team, I wouldn't say tough love necessarily, but I get a lot of instruction. I get a lot of critiquing. I get a lot of that, and I feel like I'm so open to it. You don't really need to be. You don't got to work too hard to make me listen, because I'm going to listen regardless.
So, you know, a lot of people liken you to an old soul in a way. Like you don't feel like a 19-year-old kid. You're like you're somebody who's mature out there, and they trust you out there on the court. Have you always been that player, like your whole life, in which you always feel like you're kind of more of a mature player for whatever grade you were in growing up?
I feel like one of the most mature, what people are referring to when they say that, is the fact that I am willing to be a 19-year-old kid in this situation. I'm not gonna go in here trying to act like I'm a vet, like I don't know any, like I know everything. I know I'm a rookie in the league. I'm gonna be where my feet are and just be present in this moment. And right now, I can learn from everybody. I can learn something from everybody. So I'm just open to that. And I feel like when people say I don't take a 19-year-old approach, I feel like what I'm doing is taking a 19-year-old approach, and that's what's.
That's interesting. Okay, so it's like being your willingness to listen. I mean, you say that's taking the 19-year-old approach, but there are quite a few 19-year-olds that is like, it's probably more average that it's not that. So yeah, that's where probably.
Yeah, came. Not taking a 19-year-old approach, but being willing to be the 19-year-old.
I like that. I like that. Would you say that your season kind of took a different turn once you started going to Santa Cruz and just getting a lot of minutes in? Because it feels like ever since you came back from Santa Cruz, it's been a different vibe for you, and you've gotten more playing time, but also your production has gone up. Do you think that's time in the G League kind of, you know, vaulted you a little bit?
I mean, it was an opportunity to play. I wasn't playing with Golden State, and this is what I do, this is what I love to do. So that's an opportunity to get on the floor, try things out, and really learn that way. And I just feel like any situation you go into, if you really just pay attention to all the details and how you can get to where you're trying to go and break it down and attack each thing separately, or maybe I need to work on my ball handling, my shooting and blank, and work on those three things. And know what will get you on the floor. That's the way to go.
Well, it's definitely got you on the floor, whatever you're doing right now.
And that's the thing, too, I would say. I'm glad that it didn't happen. I'm glad it happened the way it did. Because if I was to be thrown out on the floor just because somebody liked me in the beginning when I wasn't ready, then that would have set me back farther than anything. So I like the way it's happened to where I've had to prove myself. I had to work for everything I've gotten. That way, everything that I get, I deserve.
And that's the thing, is that some people look at the situation and say, for some, a lottery team gets to just play people, right? And gets to just run everyone out there, and you learn by trial by fire. You just go out there and you just play and learn if you can. This is a very different scenario, right? That you're saying that you had to come in, earn your minutes, because you're trying to be a winning team here, right? Mm-hmm. So you feel like that's been better for your development.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I mean, that's the main thing. I'm glad that everything I get, I feel like I deserve, because I've worked for everything I've gotten.
That's awesome. And it probably makes you appreciate it more maybe when you get out there.
Most definitely. Make me value every single possession, because they can be few and far between.
Yeah. No, that makes complete sense. Have you thought about, I mean, did you look at the beginning of this year, maybe before the season started or just early on, and you knew how good this team was when it starts rolling, did you ever say to yourself, there's a good chance I'm in the playoff rotation in the beginning? Or is it now just like, or are you now being like, oh my goodness, this is a reality, there's a good chance?
I feel like I've been on call all year, so I've been prepared for everything. I don't want to be caught surprised. I don't want to be caught off guard at any point in time. So with that being said, I kind of wouldn't say that in my head I'm like, I know I'm gonna be in the playoff rotation, but I'm prepared to be if it happens.
Got it. And have you had conversations about, you know, playoff, or is it more focused right now in this little stretch run that you're just in the rotation? Are those conversations being had?
I mean, the way that the NBA has worked that I've seen, and the way that my life is really going right now, I just hoop. I hoop. And in my situation, can be different tomorrow. It can be different next week. No matter what it is, no matter how bad anything gets, man, I'm in the NBA at the end of the day. So it can't be that bad. And that's just the way to get through anything and to move and freely without much stress and without much fear. Because, I mean, I don't have to right now.
Right.
Maybe in a couple of years, I have to have more pressure to get everything perfect and do all that. But right now, I can just go out there and hoop.
That's great. That's a good attitude to have. And have you gotten a chance to take a step back and think about the youth movement, right? You, Jonathan, Jordan, I mean, James Wiseman is, you know, coming back. Do you, like, look at the success of all you guys, some of you just developing so quickly, and go, man, there's a bright future for all of us here?
Yeah, it's a very cool and interesting dynamic. especially to be a rookie and coming into the NBA, coming into to this new world and not having to be alone. You got these other guys that's right there with you and every day. And we could talk about anything, talk about the new situations, all of that.
Now that you've been with the team for a while, just tell me, who's the locker room bully? Who's the guy that just, you know, bullies all the youngsters? You can tell me. You can tell me if you'd like.
You know, you don't know who it is? It's Drew Yoder.
It's Drew Yoder?
But trainer. The trainer, yeah.
He's the guy.
He just be messing with me. That's my dog.
Oh, that's right.
But, hearing about the NBA, hearing about you hear stories about what it's going to be like, and everybody kind of talks about that. But it's been great. We got a lot of really good vets that they don't take advantage of their power or the circumstance, the situation. I mean, like whatever, like if Dre or whoever asked me to do something, I'm gonna do it regardless. So, right. but given you know that and I know that, it says something about you. Given the way that you asked me the question, if you say it like respectfully, like, hey, can you go do me this favor, whatever, you know I'm gonna say yeah. But even if you say, man, go do this, man, da 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 da, yeah, I'm gonna still do it.
Right.
But that says a lot about you and the person that you are, and that's how it's been for all the guys on the scene.
Yoder, you hear that? Yeah, coming after you, Yoder. No, that's great. Do you have like a moment of? So you had a run of a lot of playing time. You're in the rotation. You know, you had some big games, launching threes. Was there a play, a moment, a game where you're like, not a welcome to the NBA moment, but you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
We was playing Timberwolves, and Pat Bev was guarding me. You know, he went to Arkansas and all that back in the day, but he was guarding me, and then I was jabbing. He put his hands backed up, and said, shoot the ball. So, oh, all right. And I sprayed it, knocked it down. I got to talk stuff to him going back down the court.
Did you say something?
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, that was cool. Just that moment, you know, just he tried me, handle business.
I remember that play actually.
Yeah.
I do remember that. He was talking. I think he even turned his back. I think he was like, I'm gonna go get the rebound,
uh-huh.
You know, type thing. That's funny. I was thinking about earlier. I think was your first bucket? You took AD off the dribble,
yeah,
like baseline.
Yeah. That was my first bucket in Staples Center against the Lakers. That was cool.
Was that one of those that you kind of think about? I mean, for the rest of your life, you'll know your first bucket.
Yeah.
But against Anthony Davis at Staples Center, that's a cool one too.
Yeah, it's a cool memory to have, and then just the picture. I just got all of that for the first bucket of a hopefully long career.
So what would be that next big moment that you're going to be looking for? So we have your first bucket. You remember that. You remember Pat Bev talking trash. What would be your next? Do you need a dunk on somebody? What is your next, like, oh, I'll never forget that one?
Avery Bradley told me in the preseason, he said, summer league is nothing like preseason. Preseason is nothing like regular season. Regular season is nothing like the playoffs. And the playoffs is nothing like the finals.
Wow.
So going through this journey, I feel like, once I kind of get to each milestone, then they'll separately be brand new experiences, brand new emotions, brand new feelings.
I guess, yeah. Playoff atmosphere in an arena when it's going to be wild. Are you starting to get a sense of that as, you know, you're starting to get the little stretch run? Have you seen the energy starting to pick up around arenas now?
Yeah, I have. And sitting there on the bench, I was talking to Juan and D. Lee during that last Denver game we played. And they were saying, like, yeah, this is a playoff environment. And then because they said it real quick and kind of, like, brushed it off. But then I asked them, like, what you mean by that? And they kind of broke it down and started talking about everything about it and what the feeling is.
Does that help kind of just hearing from these guys and just hearing, like, what to expect?
Yeah, especially in the moment like that, because then I can look at the situation different. Like, okay, cool, this is what it's going to be like.
I mean, right.
I'm getting out on the floor. I'm playing minutes right now, too, so I'm getting to kind of get through the initial experiences earlier.
Are fans starting to get on you more now that you're playing more out there, or opposing fans? Not, you know, Dub Nation loves you. Are opposing fans getting after you a little bit when you're out there?
You're talking about, like, on the floor?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, when you're out there, just, you know, you're playing more, and so people know who you are.
Uh-huh.
So that's usually when opposing fans come after you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be so locked in on the floor, I don't
you don't hear any of it?
Yeah, I mean, they going to scream and shout, but that's all I hear.
Are you, Draymond Green, you know, coming back, this team is primed for a stretch run, ready to go into playoffs. What's your excitement level? How are you just feeling about where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, for things to be going as good as they are right now, and Draymond, all-star defensive player of the year, isn't here. So, I mean, when he adds himself to the equation, Andre coming back, OP coming back, James coming, come on, man, it's gonna be great.
Is this, is this what you expected when you were coming into the league? Is this kind of how you envisioned things going? Is this the team that you thought? Is this the feeling that you thought you'd have?
It's not at all, especially this early. I mean, before I got drafted, everybody asked me, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? And I was like, well, whatever team wants me. It's type thing. So it was, I didn't have any idea what my situation would look like, especially for my first couple of years. And for it to be here, for it to be this, and be around these guys, and to be in these rooms, and being in these games, and all of that, I couldn't have imagined it.
That's great. Just behind the scenes, have you gotten into just a little shooting competitions with any of the guys? Have you surprised yourself, maybe taken down a Clay or a Steph in a shooting competition?
Nah, I haven't. I haven't done any shooting competitions. I shoot with Clay in some of the workouts and all that. So that's cool. But I mean, me and yeah, not really. I haven't done anything.
You don't join in the half-court competition? Because I know Steph and Jordan go after it. They have, like, a tally about half-court. Are you part of that competition?
Nah, they do that when we're doing stretching. They be launching them up.
How do you get into that? Are you a guy that shot clock's winding down, or the clock? You're about 80 feet away from the other side. Do you wait till that last second, save yourself a shot attempt, or are you just throwing it down? 30. This is not a loaded question. You're just be honest right now.
Yeah, 30 said shoot it every time. He said you got a chance to make the shot, knock it down.
Because a lot of people make the business decision, and mm-hmm. they just hold on to the ball just a little longer. Like, oh, I was trying to get free, and then I just, what if the buzzer went off? I didn't get it off. But you're saying no matter what, you're throwing that ball.
I mean, I haven't been in the situation yet, so I guess I can't promise you anything right now, but I say, yeah, I'll probably go and launch it.
Okay, so we're going to clip this for the future. For when that does happen, we'll just bring it back so we can see what you
Hey, see, that's why I qualified it when I said it. I made sure to say, yeah, we'll see.
make no promises.
Yeah.
Finally, you made a joke about how you and Jonathan Kuminga, you're just two different people, right? The way you just, people put you together, right? Your lottery picks and everything, but have you gotten a chance to just bond with him over this year where you now just have a different, maybe a different relationship than you would expect from, two people the same age? Or just what is the bond that has been created between you two?
Yeah, that's my dog. He's going to bring energy on and off the court. He's just a fun dude to be around, joking, playing, dancing, all of that. And, I'm not much of a dancer myself. So that's why I say opposites. That's why I say opposites attract. Just being two different people from two different places, from two different environments, and then coming together.
Has he ever given you fashion tips?
Yeah.
Not that you're not a fashionable person, but it looks like he's starting to get into this.
Oh, JK, you're getting down.
The other day after the game, he threw out his sunglasses on in their interview. He looked cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool cat.
Are you going to be like that?
I don't know if I can pull off some of the ones JK can, but I'm maybe one day.
Okay.
I might spice it up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe once you get to the 20, 21 year old, all of a sudden, then you're just maybe a fashionista a little bit. You get out there.
I don't know if I'd get that far. My brother's the one.
Yeah.
Miles, he's been like that since he was in middle school, high school. He's throwing on all the outfits and all that, but that's never really been my thing. But
that's not your thing.
Yeah, we might one day.
That's awesome. Well, Moses, thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it. Awesome watching you play out there. Everything you've accomplished, it's been a lot of fun. We've gotten a chance to talk throughout the year, right? Since summer league when you got drafted, all the mm-hmm. way through, and it's just watching your development's been a lot of fun. So thank you again for joining.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.